Professor Patricia Berman.
Tête-à-tête, which Munch painted in 1885, is a somewhat poetic rendering of his experience in that year with a small group of self-styled bohemians in this little city of Christiania, which is now Oslo.
Munch, in his early 20s, played an active role in this circle of young people who rebelled against their parents' generation in every conceivable way. They scorned the pronouncements of church and state, experimented with alcohol and other drugs, and promoted the idea of free love, which included women making their own sexual choices.
The circle of artists and writers and thinkers who hung out in cafes, drinking and smoking and arguing into the night, was one of Munch's most important early intellectual supports.
Here, a man and a woman engage in conversation in a smoke-filled cafe. The models were a friend and fellow painter, and Munch's sister Inger, who appears often in his early canvases. Already here, Munch is adapting his style to evoke not only the look of a scene, but the emotion of the moment.
It's a public space where intimacy is occurring, and it's exactly this encapsulation of Munch's bohemian milieu, which is recorded here in the darkened colors, and also in the kind of feathery brushstrokes that he uses. It's almost like you're looking at a memory when you see the painting itself.
In his artistic credo, Munch proclaimed his opposition to what he saw as the bourgeois subjects and superficiality of even avant-garde European painting.
No more paintings of people reading and women knitting. There should be paintings of living people who breathe and feel, suffer and love.